your hands for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
And it is 5:30, so you know what that means. It's time for the community meeting with Supervisor Tim Humphrey, District 2. So, Tim, welcome back to welcome back to KQSS.
Welcome back to Radio Land. Somebody told me once I had a good face for radio.
Well, I've heard that too, actually, about myself. So, yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah, heck of a deal.
No, but it is. It's Gila's Kiss, KQSS 101.9 FM. I know that now.
Well, that's okay. The weather can't figure out what it's doing either. It'll be freezing one day, and then it'll be 80 degrees the next, so you don't know whether to leave in a jacket or a short sleeve shirt.
But the nice thing is, and you probably noticed this as well, we got some rain last week.
We did, and it was one of those good rains that just kind of drizzle and soak in. We got some snow on the mountains, you know, that's the kind of stuff that the country needs, not those fast hard ones that run off.
But, right,
so that's good. It's a great thing. I was having my Roosevelt meeting today, and Jeremy Plain from the Forest Service, he was saying that, we may have a wet March. He said the only bad thing about a wet March is then everything will grow in you know, the end of March, April, and then May and June, there will be a grass 3 feet high, and it'll all dry out.
Oh, and that's the bad part
be burnable. Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And so everybody be careful. If you get a bunch of weeds around your yard, clean them up, because fire season, we never really got out of any fire season, it doesn't seem, you know, because this is the first rain that we'd had in a long, long time. And
I think it's safe to say it's always fire season. Caution makes sense. Now, how many people showed up at Roosevelt today?
I'll bet there was 25 people at Roosevelt today.
All right, so it's time to shame you. All you have to do is go to your phone.
Yeah.
888-876-5593. That's 8888-ROLLYE. 888-876-5593. Operators are standing by. John is sitting by, but he's panting, waiting for your call. 25 people in Roosevelt, you can use your phone.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be good news. You can call in with bad news, because, I mean, if there's something we need to look at, I need to know about it if I'm going to help you do anything about it.
Well, that's right. Contrary to some opinion, Tim cannot drive every street in his district every day to see what's going on. So he's depending upon you to tell him.
Yeah. So anyway, you can pick up the phone and call, and I'll be happy to answer you on the air, or if not, my cell phone is 928-961-2885. Right. But if you call me now, I'm going to put you on speakerphone, because it'd be cheating.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
But anyway, it's been kind of, there's lots going on, just not a lot to report. Recently, since the last time, I've attended 3 agenda meetings and 1 work session with the Board of Supervisors. I held a Gaisela community meeting. People showed up there too.
Yeah.
And held a Tonneau Basin community meeting, and people showed up there as well. Held a Southern Gila County preseason fire meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that every year, and that was a good meeting, well attended. But like I say, we never really got out of fire season, so it was nice to have the Forest Service there and all of the law enforcement and emergency management. And I think the mayor had a fire meeting as well. And he may expand on it when he gets his time on the radio, but I'll go into that just a little bit.
Actually, the mayor is not going to be here today.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah, he begged off, said he had a conflict, and we'll see him next month. So, consequently, if you got anything to add.
Let me get through my activities, and then I attended a Central Arizona Government Regional Council. I'm on the Regional Council for Central Arizona Government, and that's where we get together and work together on projects and share her funds to get projects done and things like that. And then, like I say, I held my Roosevelt meeting. But one of the things that came up on my fire meeting, as well as I'm sure did at the mayor's meeting, because everybody's communicating and it's about APS. And I told them I wouldn't get too public about it, anything that they published. And this was on their website. And so, well, we have held a proactive wildfire prevention program for many years. We are expanding the number of methods and techniques we use to reduce wildfire risks. Due to increased extreme weather conditions, we have added a way to protect you from wildfire to be used only during extreme high fire risk conditions. It's called Public Safety Power Shutoff, or PSPS, which would only impact customers in targeted high fire risk communities. To keep Arizonans safe in these conditions, we may temporarily shut off power to certain areas to prevent the electric system from starting or contributing to a wildfire through a down wire or a spark. The decision to call the public safety power shutoff is based on several factors that impact the potential of fire and how fast a fire might grow in the area, such as, you know, too much brush in the area, you know, depending on the overgrowth, weather conditions and wind speeds and things of that nature. So, you know, we're all used to power outages, you know, during lightning and things of that nature. We get power outages. It's just, we all have seen like some of the things that have happened in California and things like that. So basically they're just telling us that if the power needs to be shut off to keep the public safe, then by golly, they're liable to make the decision to do that.
If they're not the worst power company in America, I give up. I used to think it was Florida Power and Light, but they have surpassed it. They're proud to be an overhead company. They don't bury anything. Yeah. They have bad redundancy, and this is a legal thing. This is not to keep you safer. It's to keep them from being sued because they saw what was happening in California. Well, and if they actually had a decent grid, this wouldn't be happening. So, okay. Yeah, I wish them the worst.
Well, okay, but I wish the people the best.
Well, and, I know, but so, you see, they always come up for rate hikes, and that's why I'm bringing this up. Right. Please protest them. They don't deserve it.
Right. Well, but in preparation, if there are power outages, whether it's purposely or just breakers tripped or things of that nature, as we get into, you know, these storms and into our monsoons, just think what you might need to sustain yourself during a power outage.
Get a generator. And by the way, that's its own fire hazard, but at least you'll have power.
And power, you know, candles, water, lights, flashlights, you know, things that you may need. And yeah, generators. Like I say, some people are on, you know, health-assisted electrical deals. Okay, well, we'll think about that. And if it's 100 degrees and there's a power outage, you know, do you have somewhere that you can go? And our emergency services will work with that on helping set up cooling shelters and things if something like that happens. But I'm just saying, you know, for yourself, if there's a prolonged power outage, you know, just kind of think ahead a little bit. Kind of like a grocery list. If you're going to make a meatloaf, you got to go to the store and buy everything to put in it.
No, so. I absolutely agree with that. You know, we're not going to be able to change the fact that APS serves us. So forewarned is forearmed. And yeah, acting now so that, because you will not get notice when they do this. So consequently, with that in mind, be self-sufficient as much as possible.
And you made, you know, like the Ready, Set, Go deal. So, you know, you may get contacted. I haven't, you know, done a recent update with our emergency services. But that they may be working with them to do like a Ready, Set, Go deal, you know, because it's not like they're going to wake up and say, okay, we're going to do this. I think it'll be kind of a Ready, Set, Go deal. Okay. So if it's something like that, then I'm sure emergency services will be tuned in. And so that will be important, that if you're not with our emergency services for contact, That would be a good thing for you to do.
Yeah, probably necessary since our emergency services pretty much declines to use EIS and broadcast.
Yeah.
Which is despicable also.
Well.
But therefore, again, forewarned is forearmed. As much as you might not like Everbridge or whoever it is, you might want to grit your teeth and sign up anyway because you're not going to get it over the air like you should.
Yeah. And, yeah, Carl explained to me a little bit on some of that, and I didn't get into it too much with him.
But, well, right now they're sending the messages ahead by 15 minutes, and I've told him for 2 months to reset his clock because they will not air, and yeah. I get no replies, of course, because he knows how I stand on this. But yeah. Consequently, if they did send out an alert right now, it wouldn't be passed on.
Right.
But I don't expect them to.
Okay. All right. No calls yet?
Nope. Nope. I saw one come in, but I think it was John testing the line.
To be sure the phone
That's right, to make sure that it wasn't us. So again, that's 888-876-5593. And I say some pretty incendiary things, so why don't you call up and complain?
Yeah.
Or something,
yeah. And tomorrow the Board of Supervisors is voting to put a couple new members on the Industrial Development Authority. So
oh, good.
That'll get that board back in full. And also too.
Do we know who they are, by the way?
I do. Hold on. Maybe I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
I do, but I don't because
okay.
I don't have my agenda.
All right.
But anyway, yes, that'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't have my agenda with me. But anyway, so that'll be a good thing. And then I can bring the information for next month after.
Yeah, and they'll be on.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I might see it right here while we're talking, and if I do, I'll let you know.
It might be. Yeah, it might be on our agenda that you got in the for the news.
Yeah, let's see if we do. Meeting agendas. Is it up to date?
May not be.
Yeah, I know. And that would be 2025. All right. Well, the year's there. And no, we have the minutes from February 4th. I'm looking for other agendas. I'll keep looking. But anyway, so
okay.
Moving along.
But anyway, moving along, one of the things that's going to be on the agenda, and I do have that in front of me, is on March 29th, 2025, National Vietnam War Veterans Day in Gila County. Our veterans answered our country's call and served with honor. And on March 29th, 1973, at least 2,500 American troops were withdrawn from South Vietnam, ending military involvement in what was now the longest war in our county's history. In one of the war's most profound tragedies, with over 58,000 killed, over 300,000 wounded, and some still missing in action, many of these men and women came home to be shunned or neglected, to face treatment unbefitting their courage, and the welcome worthy of their example. We must never let this happen again. Tomorrow, the Board of Supervisors will sign a proclamation stating that March 29th will be National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
Good. And well, so, well deserved. And for anybody who is listening and in any way is not involved in saying, well, why does this matter? It matters because our fighting forces don't get to choose. They enlist and they go where they are sent. And
sure.
So the idea of coming back at them and blaming them for what might be a political reason, it has nothing to do with them. And
right.
this is so needed. So I'm glad to hear that. Now I found the agenda.
Good.
Believe it or not. And the two people, Mr. Douglas Brinkerhoff, and you have supported him, and so he'll be one. The other one is Miranda Meyer, who Supervisor Christensen supported her, and so she'll represent District 1, and Doug Brinkerhoff will be District 2.
Yeah, I wished I had my information, because he's a really intelligent individual. He was on hospital board, and he, you know, doctor, and a lot of other things, and he has just hit a point in his life that he wants to Well, as a matter of fact, he was at my Roosevelt meeting, and he thanked me for having the Roosevelt meeting and appreciated the fact that, you know, I had those meetings and we had a lot of the working departments and Forest Service and SO and a lot of those departments there. And so he said that he would like to do something for the community.
I think it's great.
Or for the area.
And got his application.
Yeah.
And Dr. Brinkerhoff is retired, and he says, I'd like to help to improve Gila County as chief medical officer of San Carlos Hospital, followed by my last 10 working years at Cobra Valley Hospital and Globe. I have seen needs and would like to improve our county. Well, good for him.
Yeah. And so I was really a diamond in a come to the IDA, because the IDA has been kind of low and slow, and so
yes,
you know, we get this back rolling and have people like him that are
good
doing it, yeah, because he wants to give back to the community, and I very much appreciate him for asking. And I said, well, you ask and you shall receive.
Right, exactly.
If you want to help or do something, by golly, we'll just find something for you.
So get ready.
Get ready, yes.
So we have, there's still one vacancy, I guess, for, I'm not sure what that is, but you have Mickey Nye, and I'm trying to read these, and the print is very small, but it's a fairly large group of people on this board.
It is. I think there's like three individuals from each district.
Okay, that looks
maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they even have to be necessarily from your district, because they, you know, they just want people from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think Udon McSpadden was on there. I was on there before I became a supervisor, because I had, you know, been in construction and things of that nature. And so I was on it. And then when I became a supervisor, I got off, because I felt it was a conflict of interest. But
Right. And there are a couple of vacancies due to things like that. Jeanette Herrera resigned, so that's why this was available. But so Doug will take her place, I assume. So Shelby Barrowdale from District 2.
Yep.
And Matthew Storms from District 3. Joe Heatherly from District 3. And Marvin Mull from District 3, then Miranda, which we mentioned, and there's one vacancy still at District 1, and the other one in District 1 was James Fieser. So,
Yeah. So, anyway, and so they can maybe get some grants and things going to help our community there for a while. They were doing grants for young entrepreneurs that kind of wanted to start, you know, something. So we'll see how that goes.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we can get back involved with some of the things to help the community or things, because, you know, they're able to do things that the Board of Supervisors can't.
Exactly.
And so hopefully that will work out and do well.
Now, there's going to be discussion on disbanding the Gila County Provisional Community College Advisory Committee. What's going on with Gila County and their accreditation and all that?
They're moving forward with the accreditation.
Okay.
And getting, I haven't had any news in a little while, but all the news that I did get was good news.
Good.
That, yeah, they are getting accreditation, and so That's great. And so we're just going forward with that. And I think it'll be a good thing, because a lot of the money was going to another county, we were able to educate our kids. We were able to get some things done. But now whatever gets to that college stays here to help, you know, the college here.
Yeah, if they can get accreditation, that makes all the sense in the world to have it be a local entity.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Very much so. And then we can work with it growing there. And we put aside a grant money of like $250,000 a year to help them with the accreditation and things they needed. And so I'm sure that will still be in a grant form for things they need, as long as we can pass an audit with what we're giving the funds for.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that funding will remain available to them.
Good.
And because it's so important that we keep up with our with our audits.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because we, you know, like I said, there for a long time they weren't. And so now that we got caught up with all the audits, we can put in for tons and tons of grant money that we never could before, because if they don't know where you're spending your money, they're not going to give you any more.
No, and it makes all the sense in the world. Well, I assume if it's immediately disbanding the advisory committee that they're on their way, that they don't need those services anymore.
They don't, yeah.
So that's a very good sign.
Right, right. And like I say, I didn't bring my agenda in because I'll cover it tomorrow.
Well, you will, absolutely.
And then, too, I'm kind of careful on what I share on agenda news before the agenda.
Right, of course. You know, absolutely. It's as you found out when you became supervisor, there are so many legal requirements in terms of how this is handled.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, the open meeting laws are very serious.
Yes, they are. Yes, and you know, I as quote unquote the media can look at this and say anything, but yeah, you're absolutely restrained in many ways.
Right, right. And so what was shared is in black and white. And so it is public information. So
good.
So we're all good with all of that. And you know, goings on in the community, things are still, you know, we're going on. I apologize that earlier, what, about a week or so ago, I went to the landfill and the line was backed up. There were people turning around, and so I did some looking into that, and you know, I apologize. We were shorthanded. There's supposed to be 5 people there. There was only 2. You know, and the road into where you dump wasn't quite the way it should because they were shorthanded, and so I apologize for the frustration that happened. But then, you know, like I said, we've got a great staff because I got on the phone and called and talked to people, and we ended up getting a couple guys from the road crew over there so they could get things back the way they needed to be to get the flow better. And it's just one of those deals. You can't be everywhere all the time.
Right.
And you know, when things happen, people just try to work through it the best they can. And God love them for doing that, but sometimes they can ask for help, and we can find some help somewhere to help make things function a little better for the public, because we all work for the public, and if it's not going well, we need to work on fixing it.
Right, and that's one of those things where if you're planning to go to the dump and you're there in line for 3 hours, that's when you get mad. And so I understand that, and I'm glad that now, apparently, from what you're saying, if you go to the dump tomorrow, you won't have a 3-hour wait.
That's what I was told. I won't go tomorrow. I got a board of supervisors, but I do have some stuff to go to the landfill, so I will be there before too long. But yeah, apparently that it, you know, they've got some things covered and the road fixed and changed, and so yeah, they said that the line is moving a whole lot better. And
excellent.
And then we had some positions filled that needed to be filled for help there that we didn't have,
because bodies help.
Yeah, people leave, and if you don't have somebody to fill their position, you're just kind of struggling.
And even when you do, there's a training period. No matter what, it's not a thing like anyone can do this. You know, you have to learn how to do whatever the job is.
Right, and a lot of it was equipment operating.
Well, yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of our equipment operators, they're out blading a road somewhere in the middle of nowhere,
right,
and they don't know that, you know, that the landfill at that time needed help. So, but anyway, we got it all squared away.
Good.
And so there you go. And so, you know, if you're at the landfill and you get frustrated, call me. You know,
absolutely.
928-961-2885.
Right.
Because there's reasons. If things like that happen, there's a reason. And like I said, that was short staffed. And trying to work the best we could with short staff rather than bringing in help.
Right. No, absolutely. I saw something else on the agenda that looked interesting. I didn't realize we had a license plate reader program.
I didn't either.
Okay, well, we do apparently.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating to me. And apparently, it's an agreement for local border support between Arizona Department of Public Safety and the Gila County Sheriff's Office. And there's $624,000, of which $308,000 will be used for salary and employee-related expenses for one K-9 sergeant and two FTE deputies. And $315,000 will be used for the license plate reader program for the performance period beginning July 4th, 2024 through June 30th, 2026.
Yeah.
That'll be fascinating. You'll have to tell us next time what that program entails.
Yeah, it will. And on the agenda, I have all the background information. I just haven't had time to go over.
Of course.
I started for Phoenix at 7 o'clock this morning. I got back about 9:30. Then I had my 10:30 appointment. Then I had a 1 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely.
At Roosevelt. And now I'm on the radio. So then I get the pleasure. I'm probably not going to make it to Miami tonight because I'm going to go home and pull my agenda out and go over everything that's going to be in front of me tomorrow at 10.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another reason why you should attend the BOS meetings if you have any interest in this. And the idea of border support is a very good thing. So
yeah,
I'll be curious.
And you can do it online. You don't have to.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't have to get out of your jammies.
Is it streamed? In other words,
it is, but I don't know.
I'm going to find that and I'll put
it. Yeah, because we have between 40 and 50 people sometimes.
Tuning in. That's excellent.
Tuning in, yeah, for the information. And so, yeah, it streams.
Yeah,
so.
I'll find out and put a link to that. That's great. And, of course, if you're listening to this show and you just joined us and saying, I want to hear it all, well, it will replay on KQSS.net. Tim has his own page, and it will be up there in the next day or two as soon as I can get around to digitizing it. And it will replay on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on KJAA.
Yeah, and if there's anything that you would like me to communicate about in the community next month, give me a call and let me know, and I'll prepare something if you're interested in a particular goings-on or part of the county. I'd be happy to share information with you, because that's what I say at my public meetings. If there's anybody that they would like me to invite to the meeting, I do.
You do, absolutely.
And so, you know, if you'd like me to bring any information to the radio program.
Or have someone on with Tim.
Or have someone on with me, just give us a call and I'll be happy to try to facilitate that. And so, yeah, we haven't heard any squeaking from the Tri-City Sanitation lately. So
that is interesting.
Maybe, you know, I can maybe get some of their meeting minutes or see if someone would care to let us know the progress on that and see.
Yeah, that'd be great, because it has been a while. I know there were some people who were pleased with the board changes, some people who obviously weren't, but the bottom line is the board changed. And so, therefore, that'd be good to have somebody on.
Sometimes change is good, and so I'll check and see if someone would like to be on and share a little bit of that news with us.
Yeah, that works. Now, what I want is a picture of the new K-9 sergeant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's a beauty.
Probably so. I don't know who's handling that, but we can.
Well, maybe he'll be there tomorrow.
Maybe you never know. Yeah. You never know.
All right.
And you say the mayor's not going to join us.
The mayor is not joining us tonight. He had another commitment, and I understand that, but he pledged to be here next month. So speaking of next month, get out the trusty calendar to tell you that. And that will be on the 14th of April, April 14th, the day after Palm Sunday, 5:30 for Tim and 6 for Al Gameros, mayor of Globe.
Okay, Raleigh. Well, thank you very much for your airtime, and thank you, everybody, for listening, even though you don't have a phone
that's
comfortable or care to be online. But
see, I know if you download, so I know that. I don't know who you are. I keep that stuff private, but I do know how many, and I know that I don't know if they're keeping it for posterity or legal evidence, but.
You never know. He said, I've got it.
Exactly. But we'll do it next month.
Okay, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey community meeting is now concluded, so we'll get back to whatever it is we do.